Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What you wear or not wear can be impactful on a television series. The person you'll meet this afternoon works that mantra to the max. Lately on Netflix's acclaimed new series Dead to Me with Christina Applegate, Linda Cardellini, and the controversial star Saga, now Apocalypse. Costume designer Trace Field joins me next. Also ahead, our classic trivia question of the week, and my rendezvous with Amazon Fire TV, powered by Alexa. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, a very sweltering one here in the New York metro area for the promo about television. There are the 3 episodes we did this week, the final episode of June 2019 and the first half of this year. Happy to have you with us. It's 87 degrees top of the hour. We may hit 90 or more before the day is out. We have a wonderful guest that we expect to come our way shortly, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, phone call from you. So dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We have a chat room in business. It's Simon Apple 04 Banana. I understand we have a lot of people in the room this Friday afternoon. So get in the room. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or give us that call, and one way or the other, we will interact with you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Following instructions, other people can be live with you. We are waiting for Trace Field to join us on the program. She is the acclaimed costume designer of the new Netflix series Dead to Me, which is getting rave reviews. Some people think it might be up for some Emmy Awards when they are announced in July, starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini. She also worked on Now Apocalypse, the controversial and acclaimed star miniseries with Gregor Rocky, who was on this program earlier this year. And you also might know her from a show called Two Broke Girls. That's the long-running CBS comedy that's now in syndication around the country on TV stations. Her work, the bright uniforms that the two leading players used for so many years. So, Trace, if you're hearing us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're ready to go, we will put you on the air. I want to welcome a new person to our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. So we'd love to hear from you. Get your comments in the room or give us a call at 646-652-2906. So while we wait for Trace to come on, we'll do our classic trivia question of the week. Before we do that, we'll have some words from the fine folks at audible.com. If you're looking for a very empowering book, here's one I think you might like. It is called The Delusion Solution. And I'm sorry, that's not the book I was talking about. That's the show coming up on Blog Talk Radio later tonight. But here it is. It's called Girls Stop Apologizing. And it's by Rachel Hollis. And it's a new bestseller that you can now find in audio form through audible.com. And she narrates it herself. That's Girls Stop Apologizing. And how do you get it? Well, you get a trial run to audible.com. And you use this website, audibletrial.com/televised. You know, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and yes, inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, 1-800-000. And that includes the growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's one woman, one man shows, it's the best of Broadway, off-Broadway to theater, and a growing catalog of original audio productions. And the thing is, when you get this trial run at Audible.com, you can pick two of those Audible Originals, plus a book like Girls Stop Apologizing, and try it out for a whole month with great customer service from the fine folks at Amazon.com, Audible's parent. And remember, you can listen to any Audible book on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or iHeartRadio. Remember, you get 3 free audio books, 2 of them Audible Originals, when you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. So do so. And remember, audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. So give it a try. I think you'll like what you hear. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We've been posing it all week long, and so far no answer. If you're first with that answer, you will win the new best-selling book, Identify, that's with an I, yourself, by the creator of Nightflight, now a service distributed by Smart TV Sets and Smart Devices, Stuart Shapiro, who was on this program several weeks ago. And here's the question. Name the 1981 NBC dramedy starring the Smothers Brothers. Name the 1981 NBC dramedy starring the Smothers Brothers. If you know the answer, here's what you do. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, when you do so, please enclose your name along with the answer and your full mailing address so that if you win, we'll get the prize to you as soon as possible. Let me give you the question one more time. Name the 1981 NBC dramedy starring the Smothers Brothers. Yes, it was a dramedy. Yes, it ran for a short while. 5 episodes, it turned out, in 1981 on NBC in prime time. Something different from the Smothers Brothers, who only did variety shows. And one of the few things they didn't do that was variety was the Smothers Brothers show comedy that ran a year or two before their acclaimed variety show on CBS. So once again, name the 1981 NBC dramedy starring the Smothers Brothers. If you know the answer, play along our classic trivia game. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you missed the question a moment ago, we'll post it online tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get on board and all the very best. All right, we are waiting Trace Field to join us, the costume designer behind Now Apocalypse on Starz and the acclaimed Netflix hit Dead to Me, starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardinale. A lot of people think that this show could be a sleeper when it comes to the Emmy nominations for primetime television, which will be announced next month. So, Trace, if you're listening, give us a call, 646-652-2906. Waiting for you as soon as I see that you're ready to go. We will get you aboard. So while we wait for Trace, I promised on our last episode Wednesday afternoon that I would share about a trip I took yesterday. Last week and this week, Amazon Fire TV is having a public exhibition of its handiwork at Dolby Soho. That's over on Broadway on near Canal Street, for those of you that are in the New York metropolitan area. And I went there yesterday afternoon, accompanied by the PR people working on this exhibit, which, by the way, Amazon coordinated with Dolby at. First, I have to say, it's a well-presented exhibit. And there were quite a few people there. They just came. I don't know how they got the word out about it, but there were about, at best count, maybe 25, 30 people or more that were there. And they have a lot of interesting features. There's this tunnel of Amazon programming and apps that you see all around you. In one room, there's a business office, like the business office of one of the main characters in Billions, the popular Showtime series, now in its third season. And also, there's a popcorn machine where you can get three kinds of popcorn, including herbal parmesan and my favorite chocolate, with a robot in the popcorn machine that gets it to you while you're watching a little bit of Amazon programming. Downstairs, there is a cinema, beautiful cinema, by the way, great comfortable seats, great sound, and Dolby brings up a special introduction to a series of short films that they're running that showcase not only how Dolby sound in the cinema style looks or sounds, but also with the speakers all over the theater, so you get like a real 360-degree sound experience, but also beautiful high-definition and high-dynamic range where the colors really pop out at you, the scenery is very bright, really well done. And Amazon picked three short films that are being rotated in that theater. But the real revelation of this exhibit was the living room. And that's where I had a chance to really see what Amazon Fire TV is all about, especially when you have artificial intelligence built into the product, whether it's an operating system in your television set, a streaming stick, a plug-in, whatever. And what was interesting is that the different applications were done by someone using their voice and basically asking Alexa questions. And Alexa would answer and put whatever the situation was on the screen. And what really was surprising was there were a lot of apps that, A, I didn't know about that you can use through Amazon Fire TV, And secondly, that a lot of the people who were visiting were really asking about them. They weren't just there to see the programming. They really wanted to know about how Alexa and Amazon Fire does this or does that or whatever. For example, one thing we've talked about in recent episodes on this program is a form of interactivity where your television set interacts with other devices in your home, your lights, your thermostat, your air conditioner, your fan, the front door camera, home security, et cetera, et cetera. And, for example, at one point, the rep from Amazon said, Alexa, lower the lights. But that wasn't all. She also asked Alexa to change the color from white to blue. Now, I didn't know you could change color on a light bulb. And it happened. And it happened just like that, within seconds. I also got the chance to see how Amazon Fire TV can have you order any Amazon product you want. And what they do is, you can say, Alexa, show me blank merchandise. The merchandise pops up on the screen. It could be Tide detergent. It could be the newest socks or the latest computer gear. And if you're an Amazon Prime customer, you can automatically, with your remote control and your voice using Alexa, order that product and put it in your shopping cart. Here's something else that was really surprising. You can also call up recipes and get step-by-step instructions. And the recipes are arranged by category, by cuisine, by this particular product, fish, meat, dairy, et cetera, et cetera. And Alexa will take you through it step-by-step. Really tremendous. But how about this? I didn't realize this, and it was really surprising. The rep said, Alexa, tell me a joke. And sure enough, Alexa, the voice, tells you a joke and puts the joke up on the screen so you can follow along. By the way, if there's anybody who is deaf or hard of hearing or blind, whatever, this is really great because you can hear the joke, or if you can't see the joke, you can hear it, or if you can't hear the joke, you see it on the screen and you can enjoy. I'm not going to say how funny it was, but I did not realize that that was in fact a feature now of Amazon Fire TV. Also, you can use Amazon Fire TV to do games and play them with your voice, Alexa, or use your remote control or use a controller. You can also hear audio. You can call up music lists and pick the music you want to see, whether it has a video accompanying it or not. You can get the lyrics. Really amazing. And you can also call up various cameras you put in your home, whether it's the Ring camera, whether it's front door, home security. Really something. What was wonderful about this entire demonstration, which ran about 15, 20 minutes, was that, number one, the variety of what you could do with Amazon Fire, this smart TV product, and with Alexa, but also that the people who were catching this living room demo or had caught other aspects of the full showcase were interested as much in those applications as they were in watching a TV program, and in some cases more. And that really tells you something. It really tells you that despite the lack of journalism, despite the lack of reporting about smart TV sets, smart devices in general, these features, not just the programming, not just the content, but features like the ability to call up recipes, to have a joke told on you, to get gossip, make stories up, and see them on the screen, as Alexa relates the story, really actually being a storyteller, really amazing, play the video games and so forth, that people are interested in these applications. And that goes against the grain of a lot of folks who think, no, they're not. No, just want the content, maybe play a video game, that's it. It also tells me that this public, and by the way, the crowd that was there, the people that showed up, they were all age ranges. It was kids. It was teenagers and 20-somethings. It was millennials. It was baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, people of color, women, total breadth of humanity. And that really speaks volumes about their interest in interactive television. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the interactive era, no doubt about it. And again, despite the lack of journalism, in many quarters about smart TV sets and smart devices, and despite also the lack of even demonstrations like this by the smart TV set manufacturers and product manufacturers themselves, the public is really embracing these apps. The public is really embracing these ideas. The public is really embracing the ability to use their television set in very exciting ways if you make it friendly. And Alexa, and the combination of Alexa and the way these apps appear on the screen really does make it friendly. It's easy to click. It's easy to watch. It's easy on the eyes. Really makes it great. So I have to say, this was a real revelation coming down yesterday. And I want to thank the folks at Amazon Fire TV and Amazon and Adobe for putting this together. If you're in the New York area, I highly recommend you see this. Again, it's located on Broadway near Canal Street. The end of the R Canal Street stop is the closest on a subway stop to it. Also, the Canal Street buses that run all over the place, find it there. The exhibit will run through Sunday afternoon. It's 1 to 8 p.m. each day. Again, if you're in the New York area, if you can make the time, do. It's very, very, it's a fun exhibit. Lots of things. You get some coffee. You can get popcorn. You can see some wonderful short films downstairs using Dolby Sound and Dolby Cinema and Dolby Vision. And let me tell you something. I think Amazon really set the benchmark for other smart TV set device makers to do the same thing. And I have a hunch that this may happen, if not in New York, around the country, so that people know as these applications go out and multiply, that more people will be able to find out about them and use them. And I think that's going to be very, very important going forward in this interactive TV era. So once again, if you're interested and you're in the New York area today, Saturday, Sunday, head on down to Dolby Soho. It's on Broadway. Canal Street is the closest subway stop on the end of the R line. Bus on Canal Street also. It's not far from Little Italy in Chinatown. And I think you'll enjoy spending a half hour or 45 minutes there. It's a nice, very air-conditioned, very comfortable, nice and spacey, also place to sit too. A nice lower floor, lower level. You can also hang out there if you like. Really enjoyable. And I want to really congratulate Amazon Fire and also Dolby for putting this together. It's a great collaboration and very, very well done. We are going to, in the next week or so, try to have an Amazon Fire TV executive on this program to elaborate on this project, whether we'll see more things like it, and where is, in fact, Amazon Fire TV when it comes to the development of unique advanced interactive services. And we'll keep you posted about how we are doing. I want to thank Civic PR, the people who are working with Amazon Fire and Dolby on this project, for letting me know about it so I could take the time and visit them yesterday. It definitely was, as they say, worth the trip. We are still waiting for Trace Steele to come on the show. And Trace, if you hear me, pick up the phone, dial in 646-652-2906. And as soon as you do, we'll put you on. In the meantime, let's tell you who we've got coming up on Tomorrow We Tell Lies in the days ahead. We'll have two episodes for you next week. First one's in July, July 1st and 3rd. So we're going Monday, Wednesday next week, and that's because July 4th is on Thursday. Lots will be out that Friday, week from today. So we thought we'd give you an extended holiday weekend. Coming up on Monday, we will mark the 50th anniversary of the first human landing on the moon. Nancy Zapik has a special coming out next week called Apollo Missions to the Moon. Tom Jennings, the executive producer and director of this special, will join us as our lead guest. And on Wednesday, we will have the executive producers of the brand new drama The Rook premiering this weekend on Stars. And the women who are doing it, they are Karen Usher and Lisa Zwirling. That's Karen Usher and Lisa Zwirling from The Rook premiering this weekend on Stars. They're with us live as our lead guest Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, both days, right here on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. All right, we're going to give Trace one more minute or so to be with us. And if she can't make it, we will find out what the breakdown was, and we will invite her to come on the program next week or as soon as possible in July. And in the meantime, by the way, if there's anybody out there who is using Amazon Fire TV, either as an operating system in your television set, a streaming stick, a plug-in, I'd like to hear from you. So give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers good anyway, you're catching us across the country, around the globe here on BTR. or Spreaker and iHeartRadio. And love to hear from you. We wait for Trace to see what your thoughts are about Amazon Fire TV and what you think about using some of the unique apps that you can get there. Incidentally, want to let you know this is our last episode of June. We've had a wonderful set of guests on this program. And if you're new to our program, the Wrong Wall About Television, we'd love to have you check out our episodes from all month long. All you got to do is go to our homepage. They're available 24/7 to you. blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also check out the podcast version of the program. It's available 24/7 on iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker podcast app, and iHeartRadio. All you have to do is go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you are right there. And that's all you have to do. And we've had a lot of great guests on the show this month. I want to thank each and every one of them for coming aboard. And we'd love to have you check them out. We've had a lot of fun feedback on the episodes. And they'll be available all weekend and, of course, throughout the July 4th weekend as well. Also, want to let you know, coming up tonight on VTR is the Dilution Solution. It's a special edition of Free Miser Radio. That's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's the Dilution Solution episode of Free Miser Radio. Special tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Don't forget, Best VTR is available 24/7 for you at YouTube.com. All right, unfortunately, it looks like Trace Field is not going to be with us today. We will find out what the breakdown is. We apologize to all of you listening that she can't be with us. We'll find out where the breakdown was, and we'll invite her to come on our program next week or as soon as possible in July, as soon as we get the breakdown taken care of. But we do want to let you know that we will be back on Monday and Wednesday of next week, right before your July 4th holiday weekend. Again, joining us on Monday will be Tom Jennings, the executive producer and director of the new Nat Geo special Apollo, Missions to the Moon, will be taking place next weekend. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Karen Usher and Lisa Zwirling, the executive producers of the new Starz mystery drama, The Rook, which premieres this weekend. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, we've got the podcast available to you 24/7 at YouTube, at iTunes, at Apple TV, Spreaker.com, and www.iHeartRadio.com on the iHeartRadio podcast number. Incidentally, we are starting next month going to try to make it a point to get on as many new podcast sites as possible. We've already tried to touch base with Luminosity, with Spotify, with Wondery and Podcast One. We'll check in with the interactive ad viewers, see if there's one of the ones we should go, because we definitely want to, by the end of the summer, expand the range of our show to and the distribution to other places. And if you're out there and you know some website folks we're doing podcasts, let me know. You can either email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com, at simonapple04@yahoo.com, or call me, 718-832-5198. That's 718-832-5198. Do return calls in 24 hours and emails as well. And we definitely want to distribute our program in many, many more places through podcasting as much as possible. And we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about where TV is going, particularly in this new interactive era? Are you into Choose Your Adventure programming or Choose Your Recipes or order products and services from Uber Rides to your favorite hairstylist or movie theater? I'd love to know. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, that's how you get involved in our Classic TV Question of the Week. One more time, that question. Name the 1981 NBC dramedy starring the Smothers Brothers. If you know the answer, use that email. And who knows, you might be our second weekly winner in a row. So email me, find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT, UBCSimonTWBT. We really appreciate your listening and your support because what you say matters for certain. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Andy Cho is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Our production associate here is Candace Williams. Jay Sonnenberg is executive content producer, and the co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, proud alum and partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For 3 free audiobooks and a 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your June. Make it a great final June 2009 weekend. By the way, if you're here in New York, Mr. and I swing at Lincoln Center. I will be there tomorrow night with the great Mambo teacher and performer Jimmy Anton assisting him and his wonderful partner Grace in a terrific lesson. That's at Dam Rosh Park at 6:30 p.m. local time. Mr. and I swing, the best dance pop party in America, now going on for the next few weeks at Lincoln Center's Dam Rush Park. Great time on Tuesday night, the opening night, and the nights have been sensational ever since. If you've never done a Midsummer Night Swing, check it out. If you're in the New York area, I promise you, you will have a terrific time. But get your tickets early because they are now charging higher rates if you pay at the door. It's $17, $18. If you pay beforehand, $22 if you just show up at the box office. So check it out, Midsummer Night Swing at Lincoln Center. For more details, lincolncenter.org. We'll be back when July kicks off, July 1st, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. However you decide to end this month, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.